Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tony Uphoff back on the show. Tony has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the CEO of ThomasNet. He anchors the popular weekly Thomas Index video reports. He's an award-winning executive, and we'll get him to tell us about ThomasNet in just a little bit. He's our good friend Tony Uphoff. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, so great to be back on the show with you.
It's good to have you back. Tony, I'm going to start us off by giving you a little research. We polled our audience a week ago, last week, basically. We polled them about how does your supply chain look today and for the rest of the year? In parentheses, we said manufacturing, vendors, inventory, shipping, things, that whole thing. How does that look for you for today and the rest of the year? 62% reported challenges. Only 38% said we are okay now and expect no issues going forward. 62%. What do you think?
Yeah, doesn't surprise me at all, Jim. We are seeing really kind of fascinating dynamics in, let me call them regional, national, and global supply chains. And by the way, those things are all intermingled today. Make no mistake about it. But
right.
I think what is happening is two fundamental big issues. Number one is we've had a once-in-a-generation, if not once-every-100-year scare. And I think folks who perhaps weren't even disrupted by the pandemic in their supply chain are, if not anything, maybe oversupplying a little bit, making sure that they've got secondary, tertiary suppliers
right.
in place.
Redundancy.
So I think that anxiety about the supply chain, Jim, maybe even if I wasn't disrupted, I'm a little nervous. Second big point, this economy is revving up at a level, in all candor, Jim, we've never seen before.
Never.
So when you look at the combination of factors of reshoring, of the Berry Amendment, the Buy American Act, and what was already happening in U.S. manufacturing with pent-up demand in the economy, I think that's the other thing that's happening. There's a bit of a scramble right now,
mm-hmm.
particularly for things like steel, lumber. This is a good sign for the economy, but
appliances,
it makes it no less challenging for the folks looking for
boats,
this.
Cars.
You got it.
Listen, drive by your local marine company. Go drive by your local boat company. They sell fishing boats, runabouts, Sea-Doos, things like that,
yeah.
your marine company. And you'll notice that they have maybe no boats in their yard. Drive by your car dealers. I rented a car in Texas last week, and, I've got one of those pick any car in the lane deals. There were no there were no lanes. There were no cars in the lane.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
lined up and they brought yeah. us a car. And then the next person, they brought them a car. I mean, there's this giant car rental center with no cars you could see.
With no cars. And then, Jim, take it down into a component level, if you will. One of the hottest areas of sourcing right now on the ThomasNet.com platform is for PCB boards, printed circuit
right.
boards. Now, historically, that's something that basically consumer electronics, that would be very based on the sale of computers and various electronics.
And they were commodities.
Today, cars are rolling computers, Jim. So
mm-hmm.
the demand, as cars get back on production,
right.
that's actually creating a shortage in PCB boards that,
yep.
in all candor, Jim, a lot of people didn't see coming.
Well, it also didn't help for there to be a fire in Japan the other day?
Yeah, so couple of major suppliers have had real challenges, and not as in competitive dynamics, just real challenges. So there's been a disruption in the supply chain of some major, there was a chip company that had some real problems in Asia, and there's been a couple of other things that add to this. But most of this, Jim, is just flat out, we went kind of from, not zero,
right.
but we accelerated, no pun intended, right, in some of these areas. And again, it's good news. This is fantastic, but boy, it doesn't make it any less of a challenge you know, oddly enough, the pressures of a business that are declining and the pressures of a business that are growing are oftentimes somewhat similar. They're just more pleasant when it's growing.
Well, let's look at some of the forces behind this to show people that this is not conjecture. When I spend a fair amount of my time talking to bankers, and they're telling me they've got 6x the deposits in their bank than they ordinarily would have. 6x. All that money is going to start coming out of those banks. It's going to go somewhere. If you think the supply chain's got challenges now, wait 6 months. Katie, bar the door.
Yeah. And this, Jim, you and I were talking briefly before.
Hang on. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to focus on what Tony's learning about how we find redundancy in all this, and also how what we're talking about is going to affect your ability to perform in your business. Tony Taylor, right back with Tony Uphoff. He's with ThomasNet. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.